Magandang araw po sa lahat. Ako po si Erickson Cruz at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga pastors ng Crossroad Church of Dubai. And it is always a joy and a privilege to open God's Word with you ngayong araw na ito. Ngayon pong mga lumipas na buwan, we are unable to meet or congregate as a church, but we are hopeful that the coming week ay mas magkaroon pa tayo ng malinaw na directives sa pag-meet natin muli as a congregation. Kung mapapansin po ninyo, little by little, ang mga restrictions have been eased up. May mga malls and establishment na po na nagsisipagbukasan na. Also, may evangelical church establishment sa ibang parts ng UAE ay pinayagan na pong mag-meet. They call this as reopening phase 1. Speaking of establishment, share ko lang po sa inyo ang na-experience ko sa work this past weeks. I've been working dito sa UAE for more than 15 years na. As a current work ko, kinakailangan ko pong mag-visit ng mga establishment to meet our clients. So as I go to this establishment, may mga tinatanong po nila ako kung am I a Filipino? Bisap, are you a Filipino? My friend, are you a Filipino? Are you from Philippines? Because Filipinos don't have the height as same as you. Even yung mga kabayan natin, pinagkakamalan ako na ibang nationality. Ay! Kabayan pala. Akala ko ibang lahi. So sometimes, even dahil sa aking laki, akala nila marunong ako sa sports, basketball. And sometimes, nakikita nila, sumusulat ako, kaliwete ka pala. Siguro manggaling ka rin mag-drawing. Now, what I'm trying to say is, judging by physical appearance is common sa ating lahat. We give description and distinction about a person's physical appearance. We give distinction to people based sa kulay ng ating balat, antas ng napag-aralan, posisyon sa trabaho, lugar na pinanggalingan, o maging estado sa lipunan, pananamit at kayamanan. And most of the time, we fall into a temptation to choose or favor those people na sa tingin natin would give us an advantage or leverage over the others. Now, mga kapatid, this is what we call partiality or favoritism. Dito sa UAE, we are composed of roughly 200 different nationalities. That's a lot of people na may iba't-ibang kultura, tradisyon, nakagawian, katangian, at pag-uugali. And sometimes we see this favoritism or partiality at play sa mga workplaces, sa schools, sa bahay na inyong tinitirhan, or sa inyong families ngayon. And sadly, even sa loob ng mga churches. At sa ating passage ngayong araw, we see that partiality or favoritism is also at play sa mga churches noon. So please open up your Bible sa James chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. And while you go there, bigyan po natin ng contextual background itong passage natin ngayong hapon. So si James is writing sa mga Jewish Christians who are living in dispersion and are experiencing trials such as poverty and persecution. Marahil ang mga Kristiyano dito ay hindi sila very popular and they are very maltreated. This is the case kung kayo po ay mga Kristiyano na ngayon, that you are not welcome by your friends or your families because of what you believe and what you believe in life that is against or contra sa buhay nila at sa mundo. So they are persecuted marahil dahil sa kanilang pananampalataya kay Hesukristo. Marahil din na sila ay hindi binibigyan ng patas na treatment ng society. Walang masyadong opportunity for work or maging to gain educational or health benefits. Maging sa pagbibigay siguro ng basic needs gaya ng pagkain at mga damit. Ito ang ina-address ni James sa first few verses ng chapter 1. Facing various kinds of trials is not new sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano. But it should be counted, sabi nga ni James, it should be counted as joy. Because the testing ng faith na ito produces steadfastness. Ngunit kapag dumating na nga sa punto na hindi mo na alam ang gagawin, this trial should lead us to prayer. We should be asking in prayer, asking God for wisdom. And we should ask Him in faith without doubting. And when trials come sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano, especially kapag ang mga bagay-bagay hindi na umaayon sa ating kagustuhan, there is a temptation not to trust God by giving in sa ating kagustuhan, and most of the time, sinasabi natin that God is tempting us because of these trials. Pero bilang mga Kristiyano, we should not think that way because God cannot be tempted by evil and He tempts no one. But rather, every good and perfect gift comes from Him. James also gives us an exhortation sa second half ng chapter 1 about being doers of the word and not hearers only. Na kung saan bilang mga Kristiyano, as we hear the word and understand it, hindi lamang ito nananatili sa ating kasipan. Hindi lamang ito binibigkas ng ating mga bibig, but rather, it should be evident sa ating mga kilos o mga gawa. Kaya na sinabi niya sa verse 26 ng chapter 1 na kung tunay nga ang inyong religion, ng inyong religion, at hindi lamang puro salita, you must help the orphans and widows o yung mga mahihirap sa church. At sa ating passage ngayong hapon, the Apostle James continued to address this issue that led people to show favor sa mga tanyag at mayayaman at discrimination naman ang dinaranas ng mga mahirap o mahihina. We will see how James addresses this issue sa loob ng church in chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. So ang ating main point po ngayong araw is, true followers of Christ will exemplify Christ's love to all their neighbors without showing partiality. Ulitin ko po. True followers of Christ will exemplify Christ's love to all their neighbors without showing favoritism. So under that main point, meron po tayong dalawang points. Yung una po is favoritism denies the glory of Christ, verse 1 to 7. Favoritism denies the glory of Christ. Second point po is favoritism denies the law that gives freedom in Christ. Favoritism denies the law that gives freedom in Christ, verse 8 to 13. Now going to our points, verse 1 to 7, favoritism does not reflect the glory of Christ. Sabi po ni Apostle James, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing come into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears with fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stay over there or sit at my feet. Have you not then made distinction among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him? But you have honored the poor man, dishonored the poor man, and are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the one who blasphemed the honorable name by which you were called? Now, ang salitang brothers, it could mean brothers as leaders ng churches doon. Or even brothers and sisters sa ibang mga translations. It reminds us that James is writing to Jewish believers who hold the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. And in these first verses, agad-agara na tinukoy ni James ang problema or issue sa loob ng iglesia, ang pagkakaroon ng partiality or favoritism over others among them. I want for us to come around in this first verse dahil we want to know and understand what does the Apostle James is saying here. Those who hold the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of faith and who is the object of their faith? Ayon kay James, this type of faith is tested or being tested by different kinds of trials, and it produces steadfastness. We see in the second half of this chapter that this faith also is active. At ang object or the center of this faith is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Now, anong ibig sabihin ni James when he said Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory? In Greek translation, it says Jesus Christ, the glory. And what is the connection that James is making when he said, show no partiality? In the Old Testament, the word glory or Shekinah means the visible manifestation of the invisible God. It represented by a brilliant light na maliwanag na ilaw within the cloud, and it signifies yung presensya ng Diyos. At ang mga New Testament writers ascribing this glory to Jesus, gaya nina Apostle James and Apostle Peter, who are eyewitnesses of Jesus in His earthly ministries, in His death, and in His resurrection. So in Jesus, we see the full manifestation of the glory of God. So bilang mga nilikha ng Diyos na ayon sa Kanyang huwangis, we are designed to behold God's glory, to worship Him and exalt Him in His majesty. But in our sinful nature, we still ninanakaw po natin, or we obscure or we deny this glory by our own glory. Sabi po ni James, now kapag nagpapakita kayo ng hindi pagkapantay-pantay or favoritism among you, ito ay taliwas sa inyong pananampalataya, and sinasabi ninyo, pinanghahawakan nga ninyo ang pananampalatayang ito kay Hesukristo. And not only that, but it takes away or denies the glory of Christ. So papaano po? Tignan po natin ang verse 2 again hanggang verse 4. Sabi po ni James, if this man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes in into your assembly, at the same time yung poor man with shabby clothing comes in also, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and says, you sit here in the good place, while you say to the other, you stand over there or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinction among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? So kung sa panahon natin ngayon, ano po kaya yung itsura ng taong ito? Marahil po, ito po ay tao na maraming alahas sa katawan. Marahil ay dumayo pa sa iba't ibang tindahan ng ginto dito sa UAE. Suot-suot ang kanyang magagarang sapatos at fine clothing, at nagmamay-ari ng mga iba't ibang latest gadgets at nakasakay sa marangyang sasakyan. O kung kuya naman po, sa mga babae naman, ito po si Madam na maporma, na merong signature bag na LV or Hermes, na naka Jimmy Choo na sapatos. And they are greeted and treated with high regards and ushered sa pinakaharapan na malapit sa pulpit na kung saan walang masyadong muupo. I remember, mga kapatid, when we are still gathering, that our brothers and sisters have done a great job in ushering the congregation inside the Maranatha Hall. Oh, how I miss yung mga time na yon, yung mga ngiti ng mga kapatid every Friday afternoon, before and after ng church service, ang mga matatamis na kwentuhan at mga tawanan. Nawa that the Lord would permit na tuluyan na tayong mag-meet safely and completely. But I do remember din na ang patience ng mga kapatid na to as they persuade us to adjust to the front upang maupo sa harap, which is the best place to hear the preaching. But for some reason, no, marami sa atin na nahihiyang lumapit or nahihilang pumunta sa harapan. Ewan ko ba, ba't tayo ay takot na umupo sa harapan? Marahil ay may ganun ding setting sa house churches noon, na mukhang yung mga mayayaman they've been ushering sa pinakaharapan, no, pinaka best seat. Yeah. Tingnan po natin as we read verse 3 and 4. We read that the rich are treated well, no? And the poor are treated more poorly. No, ang mga mamangmayaman ay pinatutuloy na pinauupo siguro sa supa na may malambot na kutson. At yung mga mamangdukha naman ay sa sahig na pinapaupo na marahil ay malapit pa sa sapatosan. And so verse 4, James dives into the heart of the problem of partiality. Nagtatangi na kayo at humahatol ng mali. These believers have made distinction based on the outside appearance instead of treating them like equals. Bilang mga kapatid sa Panginoon na kung saan binayaran na Kristo ang kanilang kaluluwa sa pamamagitan ng kanyang banal na dugo. And in this case, nagtatangi sila base sa yaman ng mamang ito at hindi at ito ay paghatol ng mali. James is basically saying that the assembly should value or give high regards or should not value or give high regards to the rich for their wealth. But I do believe he is not saying na kailangan nating i-disrespect ang mga mayayaman or influential brothers and sisters in Christ. No, hindi po yun yung kanya sinasabi. Kanya pong sinasabi is to treat them as brothers and sisters, like the one whom Christ has redeemed. Treat them as brothers and sisters in Christ. So James now continues his argument on how the rich and the poor inside the assembly are being treated. He goes on to say, so verse 5, mga kapatid kong minamahal, makinig kayong mabuti. Hindi ba't pinili ng Diyos ang mahirap sa mundong ito upang maging mayaman sa pananampalataya at maging kasama sa kaharian na ipinako niya sa mga umiibig sa Kanya? Ngunit hinahamak ninyo ang mahirap. Hindi ba't ang mga mayaman ang umaapi sa inyo at sila ang kumakalagkad sa inyo sa hukuman? Hindi ba't sila rin ang lumalait sa marangal na pangalan ng ibinigay sa inyo ng Diyos? Through the letter ng James, we find passages that seems to condemn ang mga mayayaman. And it seems na yung mga poor naman are viewed as prime example of true saving faith. Kung, or without the proper understanding ng context ng passage, we might think na masama nga ang maging mayaman or masama ang magkaroon na may kaya sa buhay. Context will inform us na ang pagkakaroon ng yaman or pagkakaroon ng mga mayayaman sa assembly ay might suggest that there are wealthy believers with genuine faith. Having wealth in itself is not wrong. The rich were also used by God for His good purposes. Tulad po ni na Abraham, ni na Isaac, ni na Jacob, yung mga patriarchs. Si King David, maging si Cornelius, si Phoebe, or maging si Philemon. But the problem is when the wealthy uses their wealth to oppress and to persecute. Gaya po nung sinabi ni James sa verse 6 to 7, may mga mayayaman who may have abused their wealth to bring trouble to the church. Although the poor can be as wicked as the rich towards others, verse 5 tells us that the poor are not neglected by God. And oftentimes, ang mga walang-wala pa sa buhay have the tendency to eagerly believe the good news and realizing their dependency to God for everything. So upon believing the gospel, they become heirs to the kingdom of God. Sabi nga po ni John Calvin, no, and I quote, God pours forth His grace on the rich in common with the poor. Yet His will is to prefer this poor to those rich, that the mighty might learn not to flatter themselves, and that the ignoble and the obscure might ascribe all that they are to the mercy of God, and that both might be trained up to meekness and humility. Ang command in this passage is not to show partiality or favoritism. And the early believers in this passage were tempted to treat itong mga mayayaman better compared sa mga mahirap. Sa panahon po natin ngayon, in what ways do we show partiality? Do we give our time, our friendship, our love, our hospitality, our kindness, our mercy, o maging our service base lamang sa external appearances ng ating kapwa? Meron ba sa loob ng church na mas gusto mong makasama just because maari siyang magbigay or magkaloob ng mas mahabang oras sa iyo? And maybe itong kapatid na to ay parehas kayo ng interes at yun siya lamang ang gusto mo, lagi mo na lang nais na puntahan na every gathering. Or do we give our friendship only sa mga tao who have met our standards sa loob ng church? Meron ba tayong mga kapatiran sa loob ng church na mas gusto mong kasama dahil he or she has always agreed sa inyong mga opinions? Lagi na lang siyang very interested na makinig sa iyong mga kwento. Or maybe meron ba tayong tinatangi na kapatid na alam natin na he is very theologically sound, no? Mga kapatid, do we show kindness only to those who are kind to us? Favoritism can blind our judgment. Partiality is related to poor judgment, and Scripture tells us that we should make sound judgment. Gaya po sa Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, "You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor." Favoritism also can hinder our growth as Christians. When we show favoritism, we are after the benefit na makukuha natin sa ibang tao to give us an advantage over others. So mga kapatid, pinipili lang ba natin ang mga kapatid sa loob ng church wherein makakatulong ito sa ating paglago bilang Kristiyano? Being concerned sa paglago ninyo, paglago ng inyong spiritual work ay mabuti. Ito po ay mabuti para sa inyo. Mabuti po yan para sa atin. But let us be reminded also kung bakit tayo naging member ng church. This week po ay natapos po yung second part ng discussion about sa membership class. And as I sat sa teaching po ni Pastor Alvin, tinanong po niya yung mga dumulo sa study, what is the reason kung bakit ninyo nais na mag-join or maging member ng Crossroad Church? At naalala ko po, it hit me and reminded me na kung bakit po ako sumali ng church body. No, it reminded me, ang naalala ko po is, base sa faith that I profess in Christ, I should exercise this faith by serving others. By serving others po. Mga kapatid, if we practice playing favoritism sa loob ng church, then we are not serving ang ating mga kapatid sa iglesia ng mabuti. Now we are doing them this service. It is somehow related sa fear of man. No? Ang pagkakaroon ng partiality, it's somehow related sa fear of man na pinreach po ni Pastor John noong mga nakaraang Fridays. No? Kaya siguro tayo ay gusto natin na namimili tayo ng mga tao na lalapitan o pakikisama sa loob ng church because we fear ang man. Now, we have the fear of man. So, base po sa paglilingkod sa ating mga kapatid. Brothers and sisters, are you still be willing to be inconvenient at maging awkward na para mas lalong mapagsilbihan natin na mabuti ang ating mga kapatid? Are you willing to do that now? Friends, ang pagtatangi o pagkakaroon po ng favoritism ay nagpapakita ng maling pagkakaunawa sa Diyos. And our faith does not mirror the beauty of the glory of Christ. Why does favoritism occur, obscure or tinatakpan ang glory of Christ? Because it contradicts to the character of God. God is holy, therefore, He cannot be partial to anyone. He is holy, cannot be partial to anyone. So, what do you call a judge that can be bribed by criminals? Isa pong corrupt na judge. Imagine a God that can be bribed by sinners. No? Then, papaano po na ang ating Diyos be both just at justifier ng sinners? Ito po sa pamamagitan lamang ng krus ni Kristo. It is through the cross of Christ alone. Now, favoritism denies the glory of Christ because it does not reflect the glory revealed by God in Jesus Christ. It reveals a heart, yung favoritism, it reveals a heart that is after the glory of self. So why do we show favoritism? We want to be acknowledged. No? We want others to make us feel special about ourselves. Favoritism confines us in our materialism without any regards to others. Furthermore, we also see that favoritism does not reflect our obedience and submission to the law of liberty. Ito po ang ating point number 2. Favoritism denies the law that gives us freedom in Christ. Basahin ko po sa inyo ang verse 8 to 13. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the law, the whole law, but fails in one point, has become guilty of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but commit murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So James is implying sa passage na ito that these believers were being faithful in keeping the law. Ngunit sa pagpapakita po nila ng favoritism sa mga mayayaman, they were actually being unfaithful and are proven to be transgressors of the law. Dito po sa verse 8, James takes them back his audience to that scripture. Or ito po yung Torah wherein nakasaad doon ang mga moral and ceremonial law ng Panginoon. At ito po ay nagiging gabay ng mga Israelita kung paano pong mamuhay na may kabanalan sa harapan ng Diyos. Una na pong naisulat ang law about partiality sa Leviticus chapter 19 verse 15. And in that same chapter, makikita din po natin ang pagmamahal sa kapwa. Leviticus 19 verse 18. At ang pagsunod nito sa pamamagitan ng hindi mo pagtangi o sure favoritism, ito po ay ang fulfillment ng royal law. But this is not the case dito sa passage na to. James goes on to say, hindi nga kayo nangangalunya at maybe hindi nga kayo pumapatay, ngunit nagtatangi naman kayo sa inyong kapwa kay lumabag sa kasulatan at guilty sa kasalanan. Mga kapatid, bilang mga Kristiyano, we do forget sometimes. We do forget the law of God. We do forget God's law of love. By showing favoritism, we have shown another type of love, a selfish kind of love for ourselves. We want to surround ourselves na mga tao who makes us feel comfortable. Our sinful hearts are wired for comfort dito sa mundong ito. But as Christians, we are not called to be comfortable in this world. We are called to be doers of the word, to sacrificially love our neighbor. We are called to exemplify the love of Christ. This is the opposite ng favoritism. Favoritism denies the law that gives us freedom in Christ because favoritism goes against our gospel witness. Yun po yung totoo. It goes against our gospel witness. Kapag tayo po ay nagtatangi ng kapwa, we do not exemplify the love of Christ sa loob ng church at sa watching world. It also divides us as a church. It divides us as a church. When each of us have different preferences and deem our preferences to be the best option over others. Sabi po ni Paul, he reminded them, yung mga Corinthian churches, that we should be united in the same mind and judgment. Sabi po niya, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no division among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you. My brothers, what I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? You see, the gospel bears the power of God for those who are being saved. The gospel unites us as a church. So favoritism distorts this power of the gospel sa ating mga buhay bilang mga Kristiyano. It also hinders us to love others and put us farther away from our identity in Jesus Christ. So ano po ang ating dapat gawin? Tingnan po natin ang verse 12 to 13. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. The royal law and the law of liberty na makikita natin sa verse 10 at verse 12 are two titles na ginamit po ni James referring to the whole law of God revealed to Moses and interpreted by Jesus Christ. Makikita po natin in Matthew chapter 22 verse 36 to 40, sabi po doon, may nagtanong kay Jesus, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law? In the law, sabi naman ni Jesus, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This is the great and first commandment. At ang sabi niya sa verse 13, And a second is like it, kagaya ng una. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. You see, favoritism denies the law that gives us freedom in Christ because it denies the mercy we receive from God through the gospel. Mga kapatid, Jesus Christ communicated His message of His good news through His words and actions. His message of redemption is communicated through His word in which Jesus, the Lord of glory, left the glory of heaven and lived among us. He was tempted, He was tried, He was rejected. He was also denied. All the while, living a life that is so obedient to the Father by fulfilling the moral law of God that no one, na walang isa sa atin ang makakapag-fulfill nito perfectly. He received the punishment for our sins. He died a death that we truly deserve and rose on the third day, defeating sin, which we are all guilty of. And He also defeated death. Not only sin na kanyang na-defeat, but also death, in which, by faith, itong death na to, ang kamatayan, will be a faint memory compared to the glorious life that God has promised to those who love Him in Christ. So ito pong gospel, ang invitation po ng gospel na to, it invites everyone. It invites everyone to repent of their sins and put their faith in Jesus Christ. For in the day that God had appointed, that everyone, tayo pong lahat, will stand in front of a holy judge and will be judged according to the perfect conformity of God's royal law. And those who conform to this law by faith alone in Jesus Christ are justified before a holy judge, before the holy judge. So, kaibigan, if you are listening right now at wala ka pang tunay na relationship sa Panginoong Diyos, I plead with you, receive now the mercy of God offered to you freely by repenting of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaibigan, God is just. He is not partial. Siya po ay matuwid. He is holy. And you don't want that judgment to fall on you. Bakit po? That judgment, apart from Christ, is the righteous judgment that will send you to hell. Friend, you don't want that judgment. You want His mercy. You want His mercy sa iyong buhay. So again, I implore you, I plead with you, repent of your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For God is very merciful. Sa atin naman po, mga brothers and sisters, this should humble us. For God did not choose you or me out of our external or internal merits, but out of His own mercy, we are treated as not as children of judgment, but as children of mercy. This gospel gives us hope where fear is expelled, partiality is denied, and this gospel invites us to be honest sa ating mga sarili ngayon. That we have sinned to a holy God, and it is also gives us hope today because of what Christ, the Lord of glory, has done and accomplished. Mga kapatid, may pag-asa tayo to be a people na mapagmahal sa kapwa. May pag-asa tayo to be people compassionate to others. May pag-asa tayong maging hospitable sa kapwa, opening our lives to others, inviting others into our lives. We have hope to be a group of people who encourage one another, who love one another without any distinction. And mga kapatid, there is a future hope. There is future hope that one day, we will all be with the Lord Jesus Christ, united as one family without any racial, ethnic, economic, and social distinction among us. At bilang bahagi ng katawan ni Kristo ngayon, by showing no favoritism among us, we are able to reflect the glory of Jesus Christ. Bilang light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Because the true followers of Christ exemplifies the love of Christ to all their neighbor without showing favoritism. Tayo po'y manalangin. Father, as we consider now this passage and i-apply po ito sa aming mga buhay, Lord, may you humble us today. Direct our eyes and hearts to your word upang makita namin ang aming pagkukulang sa inyo. Panginoon, baguhin niyo po kami upang kami po ay maging kagamit-gamit sa inyong mga kamay. At tulungan niyo po kami na mai-display or mai-exemplify ang pagmamahal ni Kristo sa aming mga kapatid. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.